Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner, whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. Today he's going to share them with us from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Mike, we're going to talk a little bit about a company today that you actually interviewed a few weeks ago, Quicksort RX. And this is a company that was co-founded by two fellas, Matt Hebert and Jonathan Yantis. And this is a company that spun out of the Medical University of South Carolina. It's a hospital pharmacy supply chain solution that helps reduce pharmacy costs in hospital settings.
I remember that interview, and this technology spun out of MUSC is just the kind of thing that you're all about, right?
Well, and it's also the kind of thing that, you know, we're building on something in South Carolina that, you know, we know a lot about. And anytime you have entrepreneurs like this and they're trying to grow a company, there's actually two marketing propositions that they're having to manage at the same time. One is to their end users, but the other is they're actually building a company as a product, and they're selling it to investors and, you know, other people that can help them grow their company. I mean, people that might come work for them. You know, there's a couple of aspects of Quicksort RX that I think are really interesting when you think about them growing a business as a business. And the first is this whole idea started with the Medical University of South Carolina solving a problem that it already had. So they, you know, collaborated with pharmacy experts and helped MUSC solve a supply chain issue that they were already experiencing. And a lot of really successful entrepreneurial companies I've seen are like that. And then the announcement that they had last week that really caught my attention is they've got two new angel investors in the company who are now directors of Quicksort RX, and it's Sean Jenkins and Steve Swanson down in Charleston. These are two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the state. So Sean Jenkins was the founder and CEO of Benefit Focus in Charleston, and Steve Swanson was the founder and CEO of Automated Trading Desk. So they've both been phenomenally successful. Sean was successful enough that the children's hospital at MUSC now is called the Jenkins Children's Hospital. He contributed quite a lot of money. Steve has been very involved in the College of Charleston. So, but these are two very successful entrepreneurs and now not only investors, but board members. And imagine, you know, this company now going and raising money with other venture firms in the Southeast or out in California. They've just been given a huge boost to credibility, hadn't they, to be able to attract a couple of people like this to their team.
Well, I would say that it sounds like Quicksort RX is not going to have any trouble raising money now going forward.
Raising money's hard, Mike. So I don't know that it ever gets easy, but I think they're doing a great job of positioning themselves. And it's like, you know, when Sean and Steve associated with themselves with the company, it's just going to provide a lot of credibility because they were very successful with what they did and the fact that they're willing to get engaged. And so I think the lesson here for entrepreneurs that are looking for this and maybe trying to replicate what they did, number one, they started with a known problem. They didn't have to go do a lot of research and understand what the problem was. MUSC had this problem itself. They solved their internal problem first, and then they began to sell it. They're now selling it in hospitals across the country. And now they've attracted very successful people to serve on their board of directors, make an investment themselves. And they promoted that. I mean, the reason I know about it is because, you know, they issued a press release and promoted it and are talking about it. And, you know, it's just a part of the marketing they're doing. I'm sure, you know, to their customers, they have their own marketing that they're doing. And this is just another form of the company itself. And, you know, caught my attention. And I'm sure it's caught a lot of other people's attention, and it's just a good model for other entrepreneurs to look at and replicate.
Well, John, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur whose insights are published online at Medium under the title Control Your Destiny. He talked to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast and find links to our previous shows, such as the one interview with Quicksort RX that John mentioned today. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.